In South Africa today, P.W. Botha told Desmond Tutu that he was not guilty of any deed for which he should either apologize or seek amnesty. Botha was president of South Africa when Tutu was the country's Anglican archbishop. Tutu now chairs the Truth Commission, which has until the end of next year to unravel the country's human rights record during the white-dominated apartheid regime and to award both pardons and compensation. Today's meeting between Botha and Tutu comes less than a month after revelations from a one-time government official that implicated the former president of human rights abuses. From Cape Town, Richard Downs filed this report for the BBC.
In October, the former head of the South African Police Service, General Johan van der Merwe, said that he received orders from then-President P.W. Botha to bomb Kotso House in Johannesburg. Kotso House was the headquarters of the South African Council of Churches, which fought a vigorous campaign against the apartheid system. But Mr. Botha denied this. He said he was not guilty of any deed for which he should apologize, as he was head of a legally elected and internationally recognized South African government. Mr. Botha contended that the allegations against him were based on untested, unconfirmed hearsay. The former president said that in any case, the bombing in question did not constitute a gross violation of human rights and therefore fell outside the terms of reference of the Truth Commission. He said there was concern that the forum of the commission was being misused and will be further abused in a campaign of revenge against Afrikaners. He said it must not develop into a Nuremberg-type trial. As well as using fiery rhetoric, Mr. Botha also managed to sound a conciliatory note, telling Archbishop Tutu that he would be willing to help the commission in its investigations. He asked for a list of matters on which his comments might be helpful. Reflecting the sensitivity of the issue, Archbishop Tutu decided to approach Mr. Botha quietly for a private meeting rather than summon him to a hearing. He defended that decision, saying that he had to follow the route which had the greatest potential for providing the truth. The commission has been criticized in many quarters for not uncovering the perpetrators of thousands of killings committed during the apartheid era.
The BBC's Richard Downs in Cape Town, South Africa.